we find dinosaur blood cells in dinosaur bones that are supposedly 65 million years old. These bioorganic materials that we're finding, like blood cells, blood vessels, hemoglobin in the blood, check this out, there's over 16 types of bioorganic materials that are found in dinosaur bones. You have to ask this question. Could dinosaur blood last for 65 million years? The answer is no. Some people will say that iron cross-linking somehow preserved the dinosaur blood. Well, here's the thing. Even if you submerged that blood in iron and then sealed that for millions of years, the blood is still going to deteriorate. Yes, iron can cause blood cells to be preserved for a short time, but for millions of years? Have you ever been to a relative's house and you see them can foods? That food that they have tried to seal up and preserve still will go bad over time, over just a few years in some cases. And in the dinosaur bones, we also find carbon-14. Remember, carbon-14 only lasts 50,000 years. The half-life is 5,730 years, and so every 5,730 years, half of the C14 exits the bones. Well, how is it that these bones are loaded with C14? That's because they died recently, because these bones are not millions of years old. They weren't sitting in the ground for millions of years and got contaminated by C14 from the atmosphere. That's not what happened. If they would have been contaminated by C14, it would have been contaminated by other things, and therefore it would have contaminated the blood that we find in the bones, and the blood cells would be non-existent.
The chicken is a dinosaur. I mean, it really is. I mean, you can't argue with it, because we, you know, we're the classifiers and we've classified it that way.
Hello.
Hello, could I speak to Jack Horner?
Yeah, let me transfer you over to his office.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. This is Bob Enyart with KLTT Radio in Denver.
Uh-huh.
Jack, I sent a letter to Bob Harmon a few weeks back offering the museum a grant of $8,000 to do a carbon-14 day test of that soft tissue T-Rex you guys dug up. And I'm wondering if you saw that or considered it.
Well, carbon-14 doesn't work on something that old.
I understand that, and normally we wouldn't expect to get soft tissue out of a T-Rex skeleton either, but sometimes science proceeds by crossing your T's and dotting your I's, and in fact, in the last couple of weeks, I've been able to raise a little more money that we'd be honored to give you guys if you would consider doing that test.
Well, we can't do that test.
You can't do that?
No.
Do you mean the museum doesn't have the laboratory?
We certainly don't.
Okay, well, we're happy to pay the expense of having a lab do the test in addition to the $10,000 to the museum.
Do you know how carbon-14 works?
Yeah, I'm familiar, and I realize it's useless for anything over maybe 50,000 years or so. Jack, is the amount too small that it's just not worth the consideration?
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from here.
Sure.
All right. Obviously, your group is a group of creationists.
Yes.
And the spin they can get off of it.
Right.
Doing it is.
Well,
not going to help us.
Yeah. So even though it's just a scientific test, they're not asking for voodoo or anything.
It's not actually a scientific test. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Carbon-14 dating something with soft tissue in it. Jack, if I could raise $20,000, would it be worth?
I want to know what group is sponsoring it.
Okay, it's
I need some really specific details about.
Sure.
And don't just, you know, tell it to me straight. Okay.
Of course, I've hosted a daily talk show for 15 years. We're on a 50,000 watt AM station, KLTT, and there's a local church here that's offered to help.
Okay.
So we could, if you guys agree, we could send you the check within 24 hours.
Okay. Well, let me talk to Mary, and let me just talk to a few people.
Okay.
Because I don't want to, you know, I can't afford to have it turn into a circus.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thanks. Bye-bye.